Welcome to the Lean Smarts Podcast, fun and simple tips and tools for creating lean cultures everywhere. Welcome to another episode of the Lean Smarts Podcast. I am Daniel Crawford, your host, and this is the show where I teach lean manufacturing concepts in simple, everyday language. It's topical in nature and perfect for your daily commute. Today I'm going to share a profound lesson I learned not too long ago. It's absolutely essential to understanding why some companies change and get extreme results with lean and why others don't. But first, let me remind you that this episode is brought to you by LeanSmarts.com. At Lean Smarts, I have multiple training and education resources to help you on your lean journey. The most recent addition is the release of my brand new Fundamentals of Lean course. This course covers all the fundamental concepts of lean manufacturing as inspired by the Toyota Production System. You see, many years ago, my CEO tasked me with creating a comprehensive program for in-house lean education. And let me tell you, that was a challenging and time-consuming thing to do. But it was essential that we got every manager and every team member on board and understanding lean. It created alignment. That year, I taught over 300 employees in lean at 9 locations and increased participation in our continuous improvement program by 89%. It was awesome. If you are at a similar juncture in your lean journey where you know you need to develop lean comprehension and alignment within your organization but don't have the time or resource to create it yourself, this is the course for you. Just go to leansmarts.com/fundamentals to learn more and start a free trial. On that note, when it comes to this episode, you can also go to leansmarts.com/009 for episode 9 to view the show notes on this episode. So now why don't we get started? What I have to share with you today is not a lean tool, but a profound truth. I learned it from a friend and mentor of mine who spent some time working at the historic NUMMI plant with Toyota in California. Sometimes he listens to this show, so let me tell you, if you're listening, that you know I've said I'm a bad storyteller, but regardless, I'm going to do my best. So this friend of mine worked at Toyota and had a Japanese sensei, as is common with Toyota when starting up a new manufacturing plant. One day my friend was with other team members and this sensei asked, "Which of you know what the 7 wastes are?" My friend quickly and proudly jumped in and rattled down the list of wastes. If the wastes of lean are new to you, check out episode 002 of this show. Anyway, the sensei looked unimpressed and said, "You don't know waste." Now my friend is an American and the sensei then turned to another team member who is Chinese and said, "And you might know waste." And I'll get on, I'll explain more of this in a few minutes. But then that day ended. The next day, the sensei took the group out to a lunch at a Chinese buffet. Everyone was hungry and went about serving their own plate and sat down to eat. And it was a buffet, so people did what people do at buffets and piled their plates high with food. Everyone was eating and having a good time, but the sensei did something different. When he served himself food, he would walk up to the buffet line, grab a small portion of what he wanted, and then return to the table. He ate his food and then returned back to the buffet line to get some more. He did this until he was finished. When the meal was over, the sensei got everyone's attention. His plate was clean and bare. Then he pointed at everyone else's plate, which was full of leftover scraps and food, and he said, "This is waste. We are finished for today." Everyone was in shock. The next day, they were together again with the sensei. He taught them a phrase he told them to never forget: "No need, no kaizen." He made them say it and repeat it over and over. No need, no kaizen. No need, no kaizen. My friend, the American, didn't know what waste was, according to the sensei, because he's from America, the land of plenty, the land of the American dream, where there's abundance and little need for many generations relative to the rest of the world, and so people aren't forced to improve. And this was obvious at the Chinese buffet. When there is all-you-can-eat buffet on the table, people tend to indulge themselves. And many don't even realize they're doing it. But in Japan, Toyota had to survive after the devastating World War II in a small economy with very threatening competitors. The need was extreme. There was no abundance. And in that environment of challenge and even suffering, Toyota got continuously better and better and better. The sensei joked about the Chinese team member maybe knowing waste, because according to him, China fell somewhere in between the United States, the land of plenty, and Japan, the land of scarcity after World War II. But this was his point about no need, no kaizen. Most people don't change unless they have to, unless they recognize the need to. This point is very true. Many companies learn about lean and play with some lean tools. They even complete some lean projects. But they only transform to the level that they recognize their need. When there is no need, people don't do standard work. They don't reduce inventories and expose problems. They don't demand world-class efficiency and effectiveness. When the going is good, they say, enjoy it. Take it easy. There's no need to do anything dramatic. No amount of change is truly needed. No, when the going is good, just keep going. Is it any surprise then that as many people grow old, they don't change apart from some kind of crisis in their life? It's not the only way to change, but without extreme need, some people never take the plunge. They stay the same until the day they die. Many organizations are the same way. Until they are faced with an undeniable crisis, they just don't change. So what does this mean for you? It's true that some of the better lean turnarounds in history were accomplished when a company faced a crisis. But that's because a crisis is a way of forcing humility and hunger for change, as I've already shared. But if you're not facing a crisis today, what do you do? I think what you do is change your way of thinking and intentionally place yourself in challenging situations. Consider this quote from Taishi Ono himself from the book, The Birth of Lean. He says, "If you are going to do Kaizen continuously, you've got to assume that things are a mess. Too many people just assume that things are all right the way they are. Aren't you guys convinced that the way you're doing things is the right way? That's no way to get anything done. Kaizen is about changing the way things are. If you assume that things are all right the way they are, you can't do Kaizen. So change something." You see, he says, you've got to assume things are a mess. When you walk through your organization, is that how you think? Do you assume things are a mess? Or do you say, I think things are pretty good? You will never improve if you don't see a need to change. This is true everywhere, by the way, not just at work, but also at home, in relationships, in marriages, as parents, just everywhere. Unless you can see what's wrong or an opportunity for improvement, you'll just never fix it. Now, does this mean that you need to be a negative, pessimistic person? Absolutely not. But if you believe something is always wrong, or in other words, that it can always be improved, you're more likely to see the problems that are already there and previously invisible to your eyes. You can still take pride in your work. Be proud. But be even more proud in your humility to continuously change, if that's even possible. If you're convinced you're doing things the right way, your lean initiative is doomed to fail before it even gets started. So the two things to do to get in touch with your need for change, in my opinion, are to think differently and assume things are a mess. That's the first one. And then secondly, to act differently by placing yourself in trying circumstances. It's also useful to visit excellence in other places. sometimes seeing someone else doing something world class brings conviction. At least it does for the humble. You see the scales fall off your eyes and you can see immediately something you couldn't see before. You see your own need and a solution sometimes, and that can bring dramatic change. So perhaps the third thing I can recommend is this. Not only to think differently and assume things are amiss, just like Taishi Ono said, and not only to act differently by intentionally placing yourself in challenging environments where you have goals that are challenging, but also to expose yourself to transforming experiences. So, get some training, read books, visit other companies, hire a consultant, find a sensei of your own. There are all kinds of things you can do to expose yourself to lean and make the scales fall off. And one time isn't enough because peeling off the scales is like peeling an onion. There are many layers to ego, pride, and the blindness that they create. You can never stop growing because Kaizen actually starts with you. Okay, well that covers it for today's episode on No Need, No Kaizen. I hope you've enjoyed this episode and that these words will stick with you for the rest of your life. No need, no Kaizen. It truly is a profound truth that permeates all of life, but also especially work within organizations. Unless we can see our own need, we're generally not compelled to make an improvement. Kaizen is actually one of the lessons contained in the Fundamentals of Lean course, by the way. You can learn more about it there and even start that free trial that I mentioned today. Just go to www.leansmarts.com/fundamentals. If you're ready to take Lean education to the next level, it's time to check out leansmarts.com. Learn world-class lean practices, make lean fun again, and save countless hours creating or locating equivalent materials. We've got what you need to take your organization to the next level. With videos, articles, this podcast, and courses, find what you need for a DIY do-it-yourself lean implementation. And don't miss our newest course, The Fundamentals of Lean, containing the essential skills your team needs to navigate a lean transformation.